Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Coming your way today from Vic Janowicz Park here in Elyria for the Salute to Seniors. It's presented by the Center for Orthopedics. We've got two softball games coming your way a little bit later on today. 48 seniors playing their final softball game here in Lorain County. And the man that put this all together joins us on the hotline right now. We've got Keystone head softball coach Jim Piazza. Coach Piazza, thank you as always for the time. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
So far, so good, and it looks like Mother Nature decided that she was going to cooperate with us, and that doesn't happen very often. And we've got a beautiful day, and boy, the festivities should be a lot of fun. Coach, can you kind of take us through the process of putting this entire event together, giving nearly 50 seniors a chance to play in one last softball game?
Yeah, we were just so disappointed that the kids didn't get a chance to play their senior year. So we really wanted to find a way to get them to play one last time. So I reached out to all the coaches and asked them to reach out to every senior in Lorain County if they would be interested in playing and feel safe to play. And I think we had 56 seniors total. But the reason why some of them couldn't play is just because of other obligations and stuff like that. But it was just a great response by all the seniors and their parents to be able to come out and watch their kids one last time.
One of the major takeaways in reading the article that Sean Bennett with the Chronicle-Telegram put together last week was the fact that some of the seniors seemed a little bit surprised, albeit they were pleasantly surprised to hear that they were going to get one last opportunity to play. What were some of your major takeaways in reaching out and contacting some of these seniors to give them one last chance to play?
Well, you know, it was just they were all really excited, actually. I know for my players, there was no hesitation. I mean, they were just, oh, wow, I can't believe that we were going to be able to get this opportunity. And, again, I have to really thank Chris Cito and the Little League field, you know, for letting us play there, too, because, you know, obviously with some the school facilities are closed right now and the college facilities are closed, to have a place to play, and Chris is really, and the people at the Little League has really stepped up for us to help us out there. And that was a big, big, huge part for us to be able to play this. And then, you know, like I said, it was just overwhelming that these kids were coming out of the woodwork saying yes without a problem. So it was just a matter of separating the teams and for us to separate them and go from there.
Was it tough putting these teams together and trying to make it somewhat fair? I have to throw that out there because being one of the honorary celebrity coaches for this game, I was in a texting thread about a week or two ago with the other coaches, Marissa McNeese, Sean Bennett, and Tim Alcorn. And boy, Alcorn was really tooting his horn talking about the team he had and how great he thought that it was. And there was some really awesome banter going back and forth there. But how tough was that to put together teams that, at least on paper, seemed fair to you guys?
It was really tough because the hard part is, like, some teams, you know, Avon had 8 seniors, Elyria had 9, we had 7, and trying to get all those kids to play on the same team was just tough because you had to have pitchers and catchers. And so then you had to start separating, okay, who has a pitcher, who has a catcher, and then fill in position-wise. So it was a little tougher but we tried and we got as majority of the kids to play together as we possibly could. And, you know, but majority of the kids, I know we had some kids that have to play that are playing in the second game. They couldn't play in the first game with the rest of their teammates, but their response is no different than anything else that these seniors have gone through, how tough they've handled these situations. They were like, Coach, we're just happy to play. So, I mean, I give them, you know, kudos for that because, you know, we're not going to make everybody happy, but overall the kids are real happy that they get an opportunity to play one more time.
Again, we're being joined by Keystone head coach Jim Piazza, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about tonight's Salute to Seniors softball game presented by the Center for Orthopedics. 48 seniors playing in one last softball game. And, Coach, it's interesting to see just how quickly this has all come together. I mean, this has been in the works, correct me if I'm wrong here, for about 2 or 3 weeks. And sometimes, you know, an event like this, it takes a long time to put all the pieces together, especially when you're really kind of in the middle of a pandemic as well. Coach, how did exactly all of this come together and how tough was it?
It was very real difficult and a lot of very time consuming. But, you know, like I said, we have a lot of people that are stepping up, like I was telling Chris Cito and, you know, you guys coming out and covering the game and doing a great job of always covering high school sports. you know, the Chronicle-Telegram getting involved, you know, and we just thought it would be great to have the celebrity coaches and make it fun for the kids, you know, that give them something different that they, you know, have never had. But, you know, you have some where, you know, if some kids can't make it and then you got to flip-flop and another kid will call you at the last minute. So our roster's changed because we had a couple kids at the last minute call. So I think we're up to 50 seniors now that something happened where they are able to play. So we're not going to turn away a senior. So if they show up, you know, we're definitely going to let them play so they can have that opportunity. But, yeah, it is really tough to keep communicating with the coaches so they can communicate with their players and, you know, and going through some of the hoops that some, you know, schools' responsibilities are. And, we, you know, again, it and all the paperwork to cover that we have to meet all the guidelines, you know, that are set out there, you know, it was tough, but, you know, it's well worth it for these kids because they, you know, they suffered enough and we just want them to have a good time.
Well, and it should be a lot of fun later on tonight. Game one, of course, Team Alcorn against Team Bennett. Game two will be Team Bull against Team McNeese. Looking forward to that. That'll be my third base coaching box debut as well. I haven't coached in a long time. It's been probably a decade. I think I coached my nephew's Little League game many, many moons ago, but they didn't give me a great deal of responsibility. So if you could elaborate on that too, Coach, you know, what will the celebrity coach's role be in this? Are they putting the lineup cards together and flashing signs in the whole nine yards?
Oh, yeah. They're gonna meet with we gave them each a high school coach to help them out. But, yeah, that's pretty much their show, and you'll be in that third base box and – making up your signs for your teams and, you know, be aggressive and wave them out home and let them score. And, you know, and you get to see what the other side is. And when those parents start yelling at you, no, I'm just kidding. You know, yeah, it's your show, your guys' show. And hope you guys have just as much fun as the kids will.
Oh, we'll have a blast with that. There's no question about that. And, you know, there are bragging rights on the line for sure. McNeese is a pretty darn good smack talker. As a matter of fact, she's been talking trash for a couple of weeks. And, you know, for a guy that speaks for a living, I'm not the best when it comes to trash talk. McNeese has a couple of legs up on me when it comes to that. So hopefully I'll have bragging rights at least going into the fall if my team's able to come out on top later on today. But one of the other things I think is kind of cool about this, too, is you really get a sense in a game like this just how tightly knit the communities in Lorain County really are. And that was another major takeaway from Sean's article last week, speaking with some of the girls that were really excited about this. These girls all seem to know each other extraordinarily well, not just from playing against each other in high school competition, but also playing against each other in the summer and the fall as well.
Correct. You know, and that's the great part about it is, you know, and that's what I love about our game is these kids, you know, we do have our, you know, school rivalries and stuff, but when it's all said and done, we're almost like a softball family that everybody just shares the same love of the game and just really gets along really well. I know our coaches association gets along tremendous, and it's just great to see everybody come together to, you know, to do this. So, I mean, I've had extra help from Lacey Reichert and Dwayne Sonigal and, you know, all the other coaches of really reaching out to the kids at this time and getting the information out. So it is. It is a really nice, close knit. And like I said, you guys are the only, you know, WEO is the only one that ever covers spring sports in Lorain County. And, you know, so you guys even know these kids and been around and seen them play all over the years. And, you know, the Chronicle does a great job of covering all the sports. So it's just right for having you guys involved in that.
Well, we've got to mention this because this is something that you've heard about for the last 3 months now. People who are coming to the game, and I know you guys are taking temperatures, doing all that good stuff with the kids and the coaches who are involved here as well. For those who are thinking about attending this game tonight, Coach, what are some of the things that they should keep in mind before coming to Vic Janowitz Park?
Okay, so thank you for bringing that up. So the main thing is bring your own chair. There will be no bleachers for you to sit in. Make sure if you're not from one family that everybody, you know, keeps their distance, the 6 feet apart. There will be nobody behind the backstops and near the dugouts. That will be all taped off so the players can separate in the dugouts area. Each player and everybody, you know, bring their own water. There will be no sharing of any water, or no, but they will have some food trucks that are actually going to be there, some really nice food trucks, actually. So for people for concessions, if they forgot to bring something or whatever. But the main thing is please just keep your distance. I know everybody's going to be excited to see people that they, you know, haven't seen in a while. Masks are optional, but, you know, recommended. But, you know, for these kids to continue playing throughout the summer, we just ask everybody, please just follow the rules and everything that we need to do. And we'll have hand sanitizer and wipes handy. And, you know, we just want these kids to play. And if we have to follow those rules to get them to play, that's okay. You know, it's just really important for them to be out there.
What I'm interested in seeing today also, and maybe this will be part of my job as the celebrity coach, working on a handshake, because you can't shake hands and you can't necessarily high five. So we're going to have to get a little bit creative with the ways that we celebrate, aren't we?
Yeah, a lot of elbow bumps or, you know, fist bumps and, you know, stuff like that. Or the air high, what we've been doing in some of the times that we've been meeting is air high fives. Those are pretty nice. The kids are actually starting to enjoy those. So, and, you know, and at the end of the game, you don't walk through and shake hands. You get it, line up on both sides and you wave to the other team on the other side. And then that's about it. So that'll be something different. But like I said, the kids have found different ways to celebrate without doing it, but the air high fives are the ones that are pretty cool. So we'll hopefully we'll see a lot of those today.
Nice. I like that. The air high five, the air fist, I think they both work extraordinarily well. I certainly hope that my team has plenty of those, and I'm waving plenty around in that third base coach's box. That should be a lot of fun coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. But, of course, game one at 5 o'clock, I'll have the call with Team Alcorn taking on Team Bennett. This should be a lot of fun. I think everybody's looking forward to a coach, as you mentioned. I think people are really excited to at least have a chance to watch one softball game and give the seniors a nice little send-off before they go on about their careers, whether they continue that academically or they continue it athletically. Sounds like today's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Coach, thanks for putting this together. Thanks for the invite to be one of the celebrity coaches as well. And as always, we appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. And again, thank you guys for everything you guys do. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Again, that's Keystone Head Softball Coach Jim Piazza joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. He was kind of the mastermind behind putting this Salute to Senior softball game together. Again, it's at Vic Janowitz Park. We're going to be here straight through that second game, which is supposed to start at 7 o'clock, and our games tonight are presented by the Center for Orthopedics. Let's step aside and take a break. We will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL at 100.3 FM.